Welcome back, everybody. This is the first Friday after Ash Wednesday.
And we are going to continue sharing with you what stood out to us and why from the book Divine Intimacy.
Mortification, which is suffering eagerly, accepted for the love of God, is one of the greatest proofs of love that we can give Him. It means freely giving up a satisfaction or a pleasure in order to impose on ourselves, for love of God, something which is contrary to our own natural inclinations. We thus prove that we prefer to satisfy God rather than ourselves. It's funny, we actually both picked that quote, and I just think for myself, the definition, just that mortification is suffering eagerly accepted for the love of God. And to eagerly accept suffering? Yeah, I don't know. I still have a lot of growth to happen in this soul here.
I think I've recognized a theme in our videos, at least questions from people. How do I do mortification? How do I offer sacrifice? Here's a great definition to work off of. So if we intentionally give up some sort of comfort out of love for Jesus, that's mortification. And it can take so many different forms. One form is fasting. Now, it's not the only form, but it's one form. And I'd like to draw your attention to how to fast, because it really directly affects mortification, because fasting is part of mortification. So St. Bonaventure says that we can fast in three ways with food, regarding food. It's with quantity, quality, and manner. And so there's three ways. What is the quality, for example? We fast through quality when there's food that's before us, and we choose something, a characteristic about the food that's kind of unpleasing to us. For example, if you like your coffee, and I have mine right here, and you like your coffee hot, like most people, well, a mortification would be drinking your coffee lukewarm. So you're still drinking coffee, but it's lukewarm, and so you're denying yourself. It's a discomfort, and you're saying, Jesus, I do this out of love for you. Or you like your coffee hot and with cream in it. Put me, whipped cream in it. So then you don't put whipped cream in it because it affects the quality of the food. You're sitting down at a meal and you like ketchup on your burger, assuming it's not Friday, because you shouldn't be eating meat on Friday, and you don't put ketchup on your burger. Maybe you put something else, extra mustard, because you don't like mustard. Or there's your favorite cut of cake. Maybe it's the corner because it guts all the icing. Well, you don't take that piece of cake. You take the middle piece of cake that has the least amount of icing. In this way, you're fasting through quality. So you see, there's so many different ways. Water. You like your water ice cold. Well, then don't drink your ice cold water. Just have it lukewarm. Or maybe you like lukewarm water. I personally don't. Well, then make it ice cold. So that's quality. Then it's quantity, more self-explanatory, meaning you eat less of what you normally would have eaten or completely fast from a certain type of food. And then you have manner. And St. Bonaventure says the manner is to be discreet, so no one sees. And that our fasting also isn't visible to other people. You know, our Lenten sacrifices shouldn't become other people's through our misery. So these are very practical tips at the beginning of Lent on how to mortify. But fasting is just one way of mortification. Any type of denying comfort out of love for Jesus is mortification. So do you got some examples?
Sorry, I still got stuff in my throat.
I drank my coffee.
Well, yes, of course. So for me, a couple of things that I really don't like is getting into a cold bed at night. So often I'll bring a hot pad. I'll warm it up in the microwave and bring it into the bed. Well, one, I could just not bring the hot pad and just go right into the bed and just accept joyfully the little sacrifice that God has allowed me to have. Or another thing is, you know, after I take a shower, having a cold towel. I don't like that. I've really noticed that in this house, that my towels are always cold and they feel wet. But I can eagerly accept the sacrifice.
Yeah, so the definition of mortification is eagerly accepting the sacrifice that causes discomfort. So sometimes it's not things that we choose to impose upon ourselves, but things that happen that we use. So fasting is something that we choose. A cold towel is not something we choose.
Yeah.
But both can be mortifications.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one thing that I started doing when I was like 18 years old, I remember like walking downtown Saskatoon and it being so cold, and I would just be like, thank you, Jesus, that I'm not in hell. And then it would just give me like a reason to be like thankful for the cold, you know? And the other thing, even just a few things that I try to do sometimes is even in the shower, just making it cold, not as warm. You know, a lot of us love those warm showers, but just making them colder. I don't know what's with me in heat, but that's maybe it's my thyroid.
Or it could be how you use your time. So it might be cause you great discomfort to your will to give your time to a certain person because you want to give your time to something else. You want to be more productive. Now, I think we have to do our duties, not neglect them, but sometimes we like our time is our own. Can't waste it. I have to be absolutely productive. Yes. The goal of life is not productivity. The goal of life is holiness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our life, it's okay to give up productivity for the sake of loving somebody else. So here's a practical example of me, a father of seven children. I want to be productive and I get caught up in doing these videos. And I do this full time. But sometimes I need to just take a time out, die to my desire to do this and just hold my child. Now, sometimes holding my child, maybe Pascal, who's a year and a half, it brings me great joy. But it's sometimes very difficult for me knowing that I have to come down and edit a video. So I can choose to hold my son, Pascal, now and say, okay, I'm dying to myself here a little bit. The task isn't as important as the person. That's what I need to learn. That's what I need to learn because I can get caught up in productivity. So with that in mind, what are the things now in your life that you can offer as mortification out of, this is the key, love for love of Jesus? Because we can tell Jesus, I'm doing this out of love for you. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. It proves our love to Jesus.
Every act of voluntary mortification, whether physical or moral, says to God, Lord, I love you more than myself.
So when we're mortifying ourselves to something that we've actively chosen or choosing to embrace something that God has allowed, we're giving up the comfort for a greater good. And we're saying, Jesus, this is for you. I am choosing to give up this good for you, which is my highest good.
It's a good way of looking at it. And it's that I don't want to be loving myself more than I love God. Like that's so backwards.
And to our fallen nature and concupiscence, we just drift towards comfort. Mm-hmm. That's natural. And it's good to weed out this self-love mm-hmm. during Lent.
St. Therese of the Child Jesus called this practice scattering flowers, that is profiting by every least opportunity to suffer in order to give God a proof of her love. I like that because it's such a beautiful image, you know, scattering flowers every time we do a little bit of an act of mortification, you know, whether it's cleaning up the paintbrushes that were dumped for like the third time today or, you know, buttoning up my child's shirt with love, whatever it is, just it's scattering flowers. I should remember that.
Should we end with that? So friends, share with us below what stood out to you and why. We always appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you want to get these videos by email, click the link in the description and you'll get them. And go out today and scatter some flowers.
Or just stay indoors and scatter flowers indoors.
Thanks for watching.